Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 352. Hope you're all doing great on these remaining few days of June. Any big plans for the 4th of July? And for our Canadian friends, July 1st, Canada Day? Well, I hope you're at least enjoying the start to this summer. I'm recording this week's show in a hotel room in New York, so I had a great week here. It was for business, but my wife Kelly came with me as I had a lot of downtime as well. It was really fun. All right, so hey, we have a great show planned for you today. We're going to kick things off with a look at keeping those awesome radio plays alive, the theater of the mind, with podcasts like Radio Retropolis. If you didn't grow up listening to these radio shows that were popular, well, truthfully, before I was born, you are missing out, as they're awesome stories, well acted and with sound effects, or Foley, as they call it. And they're great to listen to on your smartphone or tablet because you can multitask. You can be walking around an airport listening to these shows and you conjure up the image in your mind, you know, or at night you can turn the lights off or close your eyes in bed and listen to an awesome story. So we're going to chat with Jim Romanovich from Radio Retropolis. After that, JobSnap is an app that pairs homeowners with those who can do some work for you around the home, like painting or renovating, organizing or moving your stuff and so on and so forth. It's a peer-to-peer marketplace that we'll hear all about. That's JobSnap. And finally, we'll have Visa on the show this hour to talk about the changing landscape when it comes to payments and how we pay for products and services is changing and what the future holds as well. Transacting is something that we all do. And so no doubt this will be a fascinating discussion into the near future. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. Listeners of my show may know that while I'm a techie who writes articles and gives keynote speeches about the future, ironically, I'm also a huge fan of old-time radio shows, or OTR for short. Those wonderful radio plays that were popularized in the 1940s and 50s before TV became the dominant entertainment medium in the home. Well, one of my favorite podcasts that's keeping OTR alive today is Radio Retropolis, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Jim Romanovich. He is the creator and host of Radio Retropolis. Welcome back to the show, Jim. It's been a couple of years.
It has, Mark. Thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
And congrats on wrapping up season 9 of Radio Retropolis. I just heard your last podcast. I know you typically take a bit of a reprieve in the summer, so thank you so much for carving out some time to chat with us here.
Oh, no problem.
Now, before we talk about your work with Radio Retropolis, please remind our listeners what OTR is exactly. Old-time radio plays.
Yeah, I'm glad. Now, you and I, we've talked about this in the past, And I have a real aversion to the acronym of OTR, because I think it has sort of the same connotation as calling Bon Jovi a hairband. People do. But, yeah. You know, they're more than just that.
Sure.
And when people put hairband in it, and I get OTR, and it's what it's known to be for old-time radio, and that era from the 30s to 1962 is considered the old-time radio era. But when you're trying to address new audiences with that, when they hear words like old time, it's like they start thinking that they're going to be watching, you know, moving pictures on a kinetoscope with a calliope playing alongside or something.
Right.
So, and that's what I'm trying to avoid with a lot.
Fair enough.
And I did call it classic radio for a period of time, and I found kind of the same thing with that people kind of pigeonhole classic into a 50s, 60s sort of sitcom kind of thing, like Munsters and Gilligan's Island classic television. So I try to make these as relatable as possible to people of all ages.
And so what do you call it? Golden Age of Radio or just radio plays?
Well, you know, I just call mine, you know, if I'm doing Superman, I call it the Superman Radio Podcast. If it's The Shadow, it's The Shadow Radio Podcast. I don't say old time anywhere
okay,
in there.
Fair
unless,
enough.
Look, if people use it, I'm not going to climb up a wall or anything, but I mean, it's... I try to bring it to new people by not using the words old-time radio.
Okay. So you totally cringed at my introduction to the topic.
No, I knew it was coming because you and I had talked about it before, and I heard you on another interview that you had done. I think it was with KFI Group, and you played something, or you mentioned something about Radio Metropolis, which I greatly appreciate. And you said, I purposely don't use OTR. I call them classic radio.
Yeah. Right.
And that was the reason why.
So just to bring our listeners up to speed, we're not talking audiobooks here where it's narrated by someone, but these are multiple actors and sound effects that help you conjure up the scene in your head. So this is why these radio plays are often referred to as theater of the mind.
Exactly.
So it's ultimately more personal, in my opinion. Some of them are amazing, like you mentioned, The Shadow. As you know, Jim, I'm more partial to murder mystery or sci-fi or horror.
Me too.
Like Lights Out, Suspense.
Enter Sanctum, all those, yes.
Yeah, love it. And you're right that some date back to the 30s as well, like Weird Circles, also another older one. But there's also comedy plays. Like, I mean, there's also like the skits, like Abbott and Costello, and Jack Benny had a successful radio show for a while.
Sure.
So before he migrated over to TV, like many of the other stars at the time.
But I try to avoid those. And they're all great to listen to. But to do commentary on them, it's hard to do that because you start repeating yourself quite a bit because you know, most of the stuff, the routines they do in their movies and so forth, some of the humor is a little difficult at times, like with Jack Benny, and a lot of it is, you know, the visual takes that he had as well.
Yeah. Some of it's a little dated, I agree with you. Like, you know, sticking with Jack Benny, for example, it was the cliched, you know, the black butler.
Yeah, Rochester.
The Irish cop for calling women dames, which is horribly outdated. Right. You know, there were some other things that we would deem as politically incorrect today, other stereotypes.
And I do talk about that because it's interesting how, you know, those are addressed because that's... I talk about that these radio dramas and some comedies, but mostly the radio dramas reflect the time, the historical moment in time, much, much more than a newsreel or a newscast or whatever, because newsreels and newscasts are all from somebody's vantage point of, hey, this is what's happening here, and they're telling you what's happening. So they're kind of giving you the surface. What dramas do of that time, if you're listening even to the Superman dramas or to The Shadow or whatever, they are giving you behavior. And in the behavior, you get a real sense of the time and how they addressed people and what they thought of people and of the times. Especially with Superman in the era I just covered with 1946, which was the post-war, and everything was post-Nazi, and it was all about anti-Semitism at that time, which was, of course, still very topical today and unfortunate.
That is for sure. Unfortunately, 100%. Right. Okay, so that's a great segue to talk about Radio Retropolis. This
sure.
is a podcast you created and host, and you sort of pick your favorite series of radio, like Superman or Inner mm-hmm. Sanctum or Suspense. But take us from there. What is it exactly you do with Radio Retropolis?
Well, with Radio Retropolis, what I do, as opposed to what I see, there's a ton of other podcasts, and I don't mean to be derogatory there, because I appreciate each and every one of them that puts this stuff out there, because I want anybody and everybody to hear it, no matter where they hear it from. But in order to make what I do valid for my time and for what I think would be a great experience, is to really talk about every single episode. And it could be a gossipy stuff, like what happened behind the scenes with the actors that they used at that time, why a certain actor wasn't used, talking about the products that were in there as well, too. The historical reference of that time is also
the cheesy
very
commercials.
Important.
All the cheesy commercials. Cigarette smoking jingles.
I'll play those, but not every time, for the same reason that people don't like commercials today. It's just, you know, you hear it once, and you're kind of done. You want to get back to the story. But if I'm making a reference about it, or if I'm planning to talk about it, especially if it's a new sponsor like Chesterfield for Dragnet was, then, yeah, I'll play the spot, and then I'll talk about it. Yes, as to how it was incorporated within that, and how Jack Webb was used within that, and how, and so forth. But yeah, I try to do, you know, some real in-depth commentary so people that listen feel like they're getting something for their time. And there's, I think, one other person that I know that is doing this, and he does it in a different way. I think he gets more into the mythology of it a little bit more. And it's interesting to listen to, but for what the way I do it is, I'm going back 40 years. I've been doing this for 40 years. I did it for television. And I did what I did for television. I brought it to the podcast. I did the I Love Lucy official 50th anniversary with Desi Lu, going back and interviewing all of those actors and producers at that time.
And she had her start on the radio, too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I chose My Favorite Husband, because of I Love Lucy, and Father Knows Best because of the TV series. Those are the only two comedies I chose.
There's another podcast, Jim. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They're called the Mysterious Old Time Radio Listening Society, where they, like you, they play the episode first, and then they dissect it. And they're writers and they're performers. They actually perform their own radio plays on stage in front of an audience.
Oh, wow. Great for them.
Or they'll take a classic episode and do it. Yeah, they're really nice guys. I had them on this show once before.
I'll have to check that out. I have not heard that.
But today we are learning all about Radio Retropolis with Jim Romanovich, our guest. So when we return on Tech It Out, more about what this podcast does, the kinds of things you can learn about these shows, not just be entertained by an episode, and a lot more. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming right up after this short break.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What was once thought inviolate is facing its greatest challenge yet. Free speech, the First Amendment, is under threat like never before. And the cases of Julian Assange and the hot release of the Amazon files show us exactly why.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. A huge thank you to Intel for your awesome partnership. Last week on Tech It Out, I promoted the Facebook live chat that ran last Sunday, and we had amazing turnout, over 4 million total views between the different platforms. It wasn't just Facebook, but also YouTube and others, where I answered your questions about what to look for in a new PC. We focused on the AI PC that Intel is spearheading with its Intel Core Ultra processor family, which includes a CPU, the brains or the engine that drives the computer's performance, a GPU for graphics, and now an NPU or neuroprocessing unit to handle AI tasks on the device itself. And all the benefits around that is what we covered on the Facebook chat. And we gave away a laptop to a lucky winner, an Acer Swift Go laptop. So we'll do more of those throughout the year. I'll keep you up to date on those if you want to be part of that Facebook live chat and be eligible for that giveaway. But a huge thank you to Intel, intel.com/AIPC. For more info, that's intel.com/AIPC. We are chatting with Jim Romanovich from Radio Retropolis, a podcast that's keeping these radio plays alive in the 21st century. This wonderful entertainment medium that was popularized in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and so on, but very much have withstood the test of time. And I am going to ask you about monetizing this, by the way, Jim. But this is a free podcast that you can subscribe to on your favorite platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or iHeart and so on and so forth, Amazon Audible. And you produce a lot of content. When you do have your seasons, you're taking a bit of a break. But there's like almost like one a day or every other day, right?
Well, yeah, that's true. Boy, I just did Pat Novak for Hire. I loved it because it's such a great drama, but it's of its time.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
Jack Webb right before he did Dragnet plays kind of like a shady character, but it's written so well and biting as well, with Jack Webb's sort of satirical sort of biting humor with that, and Raymond Burr was in it as well. So yeah, he plays a con guy, so it's a different role than the Joe Friday, but I only had 19 episodes, and that's all they did in the second run of that, which led right up to Dragnet. So I did that. But what I did, going back to I Love Lucy for a second here, which I just released, there were interviews that I did in 2000, because it was for the 50th anniversary of I Love Lucy. I did interviews with Steve Allen, with the writers, the original writers of I Love Lucy, with Little Ricky himself, Keith Thibodeau, with Desi Jr., Bob, all the way down the road. And in that special, you're talking nanoseconds were used, you know, 40 seconds, maybe at most 50 seconds, because you only have 45 minutes to fill with everything. So you have all of these interviews and you're only going to use pieces of it. So I had all of this great content. I'm talking hours of content never heard before. And I created 10 to 12 podcasts of the I Love Lucy interviews that had never been heard in 30 years now. So, so that's what I released last year.
So is this a labor of love for you, Jim?
Oh, for sure.
So you're not monetizing Radio Metropolis?
Well, I have. I did set up a Patreon page recently.
Fair enough.
And that will be for previously run content, and if I do something special or unique. But no, I don't monetize Radio Metropolis. It's very, very tough to do that unless you're getting donations, and which I think most people do in my line of work here. They work off of donations, I think, for the most part. I don't ask for those. I just want people to hear it, and if they, you know, want to go to my Patreon page, it's $1 a month, you know, to listen to everything they want. They can listen for a month and quit. Yeah, I don't care. I don't make money.
That's awesome. Well, so not only are you a historian of sorts, but an archivist.
Yeah, you know, it's when I started doing the show back in 2015, season one, just finished the ninth season, I started Superman. I noticed, wow, there's like 1,300 episodes here. And I jokingly said, you know, we're going to be talking to our grandkids before this is all said and done. And lo and behold, I've got two grandsons now. So.
Yeah, congrats. That's
Thank
so nice.
You.
Unless Suspense ran that many shows over the years. The only other series I can think of with 1,300 or so episodes is the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. It was in the 70s and then in the early 80s. It was kind of like the renaissance of or rebirth of old-time radio shows, which I really liked. And they're a lot more, obviously, contemporary than some of these other ones from the 40s and 50s. But they also had, I think, almost 1,400 episodes before they folded in the early 80s.
That's true. And I can't remember the gentleman's name that created Inner Sanctum, but I believe that he was producing that show in the 70s as well, too.
Yeah. Is it Hyman Brown?
Hyman Brown. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, Hyman produced that.
Before we wrap up, Jim, as I mentioned, you're taking a bit of a breather in the summer, well-deserved. After your summer hiatus, what's on top for the fall?
Well, for the fall, I'm going to, look, I still have suspicions. To go. I'm only in 1947 now. You know, they started in 43.
So our listeners simply have to go to RadioRetropolis.com, or better yet, just go to your favorite podcast platform and type in Radio Retropolis, just the way it sounds, and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, and you're going to get a ton of amazing content to enjoy. And I love being able to multitask. I travel a lot, Jim, as a tech journalist, and I love listening to your podcast while I'm walking through airports. And, you know, you can close your eyes and still be entertained on a flight. It's amazing.
And that's a great thing about audio, you know, because as you mentioned, theater of the mind is so powerful, and I appreciate that.
All right, Jim, thank you so much again. RadioRetropolis.com or just, again, hit that subscribe button at your favorite podcast platform.
That's right. And also, if you want to go to and get all the archival, all the past podcasts, it's on our Patreon page. So just go to Patreon and type in Radio Retropolis, and you'll be able to sample stuff.
Patreon.com and just type in Radio Retropolis.
That's it.
Jim, great to chat with you. Jim Romanovich has been our guest. Thank you so much for carving out some time to chat and enjoy your summer. And I look forward to hearing new episodes in the fall.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Have a great summer. We'll talk to you soon.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about an app called JobSnap to help you get some things done around the home. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Need some work done around the home? Well, an app called JobSnap may be able to help. As we hear from James Albus, he is the founder and CEO of JobSnap. Thanks for your time today, James. Good to chat with you.
Yes, Mark. Thanks for having me today.
Why don't we dive right in? At a high level, tell us what JobSnap is all about.
Sure. JobSnap is a simple mobile application that allows two sides of the market to connect. So from the homeowner side, it's very simple. You simply snap a photo of what you need to get done. You describe some context around that photo. Then you post it using the app. That app or that post quickly goes out to local service providers or gig workers, and I'm characterizing those people who have the skills, the time, the equipment, and the motivation to actually get those jobs done. And the best thing about the app is that it connects you directly with the two sides. So what we don't do is we don't get in the middle of the job, meaning the conversation, the job itself, the payment gateway, or any of that. And then on the flip side, if you're a service provider who has the skills, who has the time, who has the equipment and the motivation, you can build your profile within the app, showcase your equipment, your reviews, and everything about you to be that brand hero. So then you in turn can connect directly with those people who need your jobs done.
Got it. So you're a matchmaking service between homeowners and those who can provide services. I'm assuming everything like painting, fixing a toilet to a small renovation jobs, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But actually we're a little bit more than that, Mark. I mean, the app has a lot of flexibility that dovetails on the periphery of services that even are adjacent to jobs within the home or the apartment. For example, let's say, you know, you're a great guitar, you know, teacher or ballroom dancer teacher, or you potentially could take someone to the airport.
Oh, I see.
The app has the flexibility to theoretically use those skills that fall outside of the home. So it has a lot more legs to it than within the home services category.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I thought it was tied exclusively to home improvement kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
So where is JobSnap available today? And can you walk us through how it works as a homeowner from start to finish?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We are a national app. The app is available in the Google Play Store or in the Apple Store. So, you know, it is an app that if two people decided to connect, provided that the information is there, that they can do that and use the app anywhere in the country. You know, to kind of take you through how this works, as I said, so the first thing that you do, as I said, you'll find yourself navigating through the app, which, as I said, you can find in the Apple Store or in the Google Play Store. And then you would set up your profile, right? You know, and then from there, you'd post the job snap. So you would, you know, as I said, type a title of like what you need to get done. Let's say, for example, paint my kitchen. And then within there that you would select the skill sets, right, of the type of skills, right, that the people need to have, right, to perform that job. You type your address and then that would geo-pin it. You type a budget. So let's say, for example, you had a budget of $1,000 to paint your bathroom. And then you describe, as I said, you know, a little bit more context around the photos. And then, as I said, you'd be able to snap a few photos around that. And then you'd simply post that. And then the local service providers or gig workers, someone who has a knack for painting, for example, if we're just using that as an example,
yep,
would be able to connect directly with you to get the job done.
Got it. So how would you say then JobSnap differs from like Homestars as an example or Jiffy on demand? Is it that anyone with a skill who wants to earn some money can sign up to do the work through JobSnap and you don't need to be a certified technician?
Yeah, I mean, we do have layers of security and one of those being like an identity check. So we verify that you know, if you're on the service provider side, you are in fact who you really are. And then we are using another piece of software called Checker, which is the same background checking information that large companies such as Uber uses for background checks information. So you have the peace of mind knowing that validity, that person, as I said, is who they are and that they've gone through a background check. And again, how we're different, let me emphasize this. As I said, we don't get in the middle of the job and we don't charge people to post the job, okay? There is another platform that actually does do that. They actually charge people 22% of the job. So let's say, as it says, $1,000, you as a homeowner would end up paying 22% on top of the job itself, which we would incur. We don't charge the homeowners or people posting the job snaps anything. So it's zero cost on that side. And then on the flip side, if you're a service provider or a gig worker, number one, we don't charge a lead fee, okay, which we know a lot of the people that are in that field, okay, of trying to get jobs done are very dissatisfied. So we don't charge a dollar for a lead fee, nor do we take a heavy commission of the job itself, which could be up to 20, 30, or even 40%. The way we monetize and make money is we charge a simple flat monthly fee, $89 per month, and that's only to the service provider. And the first month is free for them, so they give it a shot. So, you know, as I said, it's very frictionless. And it's very, very value-oriented for the people that are looking, as I said, to grow their business, mm-hmm. to build a business, or, you know, as I said, simply looking to create more awareness for their brand.
We're chatting with James Albus. He is founder and CEO of JobSnap, an app that simplifies the way to find some help around the home. Since they may not be a professional, James, like, say, a college student who is handy at painting and wants to earn some extra cash, what happens in the event the homeowner isn't satisfied with the job?
Sure. So again, we bring people 99% down the field, but ultimately it's buyer beware. So we've tried to background check the way that ultimately a consumer, just like anything, if they found someone on Facebook or even Nextdoor, that last mile is really incumbent upon them. We can't, unfortunately, guarantee the work in itself because it's in, you know, as I said, we're not monetizing, nor are we taking a piece of the job. We're simply matching the two, but we're providing transparency and efficacy to both sides. And so understandably, the homeowner, if they do retain a college student, they might not have the same set of painting skills as one might be of like a professional painting company, just as much as like if someone showed up at your property with a chainsaw. You know, it said, I can cut that tree down, you know. So ultimately, you know, JobSnap can't own that level of risk. But, you know, hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. So how would you recommend our listeners get going?
They can go to hellojobsnap.com.
Okay.
And to download directly the app for free, it's in the Google Play Store and in the Apple Store.
Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
The future of payments with Visa when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you've underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Everyone, you're listening to Tech It Out. We're going to now chat about something we all do, shop, and how we pay for things at retail and online is evolving. Who better to chat with about the future of commerce than Visa? Thrilled to have on the show Mark Nelson, Head of Consumer Payment Products. Thanks for your time, Mark. Appreciate the time to chat with us today.
It's great to be here.
So, hey, it's no secret that payments have evolved significantly over the past few years, as I hinted at off the top, especially with the rise of new technologies. So how does this impact the way Visa views the future of commerce?
Yeah, it is amazing. Just, we often say that payments has evolved more in the last 5 years than it did in the last 50 years.
Wow.
And the new technology, as you mentioned, such as mobile payments and digital identity and Gen AI, there are so many technologies we can now use that really lets us build capabilities and products that allows for more personalization, more seamless transactions, safer payments, and it just allows for consumers to have the right way to pay at the moment that they're making a payment. It's really just exciting we get really excited about the future of payments in general.
It's obviously not a one-size-fits-all scenario. As long as we're not trading security for convenience, I'm game. So with that in mind, can you shed some light on any of these trends or major shifts in how consumers prefer to pay today?
Yeah, and I think if you look globally, it's really quite interesting because, you know, the nice thing about Visa is we operate in nearly every country in the world. 20 years ago, there used to be one way to pay, but now just there is so many different ways to pay around the world. In particular, some of the key trends would be there's digital wallets. So you can load your card or your bank account into a digital wallet and you can make payments. You can send money to your friends. You can tap your card. You can tap your phone to enter a transit location or to pay at the point of sale. And online shopping now in particular is just part of the normal way to pay. And so those are some of the major ways in which payments have changed over the last 10 years in general.
I can tell you my three kids who are 20 and my twins are turning 22, they have a Visa card, but they often leave it on their dresser in the room because they've loaded it onto their phone or smartwatch, right? So they just tap to pay. They don't even carry the physical card with them when they're buying something at retail. It's like they take for granted that contactless terminal is going to be available. And I guess it is, or else they would carry their card with them if they had to. How would you say then Visa is innovating to address these changes? Obviously, you're supporting these trends for all the customers you have around the world. Something like, 3 billion customers worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about these trends that you probably don't know is that some of these take years and years of development to enable. And so if you think, you mentioned contactless, whereby you can just tap your card and you don't even need to bring your card with you anymore. Mm-hmm. We had been working on that for 10 years before really that started to become really something that consumers could use day to day. We spend a lot of time working and designing what is the technology that we think is going to be relevant that we can bring to our customers. And recently, we just had our payment form, and we had announced 7 new products that we are going to be introducing to customers around the world. And so just to give an example of some of these innovations, we're rethinking the payment card itself. And so a lot of people don't actually use that physical plastic card anymore, but in general, that card used to only do one thing. It could be a debit card, or it could be a credit card or a prepaid card. But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online when you're shopping online. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. Mm-hmm. And then we talked a little bit about tap. We're making sure that, there's more and more ways in which we can introduce this tap technology to provide better experiences for customers. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to give a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll unpack a few of those new technologies in a moment. Mark, great name, by the way. How successful has Visa's tap services been, and how does Visa plan to expand these this year? I love, by the way, I didn't know about that flexible credential option. I don't know if that's a new kind of card that can serve as prepay, postpay, and debit. Interesting. Never heard that before. But yeah, tell us about how Visa is evolving this year.
Yeah, on the Flex Credential, we just rolled that out in Japan, but it is an interesting concept whereby the consumer can have that one card that can do a little bit of everything. It's quite exciting. Tap services, we do realize that people love to tap. It has just grown so much over the last decade. It's so easy and convenient to do. We've had over 6 billion mobile devices in the world that are enabled with this NFC technology. That's the technology that allows for that tap to occur. And so what we've been doing is identifying, like, where else could you utilize that tap kind of service? And so think about if you needed to load your card into a merchant. So you have a merchant that you shop with often. They ask you to enter your card details. Well, today you have to do that manually. But going forward, you could just tap your card to your phone, and that would automatically enter that payment credential for the merchant. So you can tap to add a card. You could tap to confirm your identity. So let's say you have to verify who you are. You're shopping online. They want to verify your identity. You could just tap your card against your phone, and that would allow that verification to occur. You could also tap to pay a friend. So let's say you owe someone some money. You could, like, enter the amount you owe them, tap your card, and you could go in and send money to someone that you know. And so there's multiple ways in which we'll extend this tap service to other use cases just to make it easier for consumers to pay.
Wow, very cool. More with Mark Nelson from Visa on the future of payments when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Time when you're buying something, you've been asked to enter a one-time code to verify that you are who you are.
Yeah, like a multi-factor authentication.
Exactly. And so everyone's kind of gone through that, and it works, but it can be clunky. But, you know, because everyone is carrying on these devices that are enabled with biometric technology, like your cell phone, that you can use facial recognition or a fingerprint to verify yourself. So we designed this passkey service that lets you use that technology that you have today you're using to unlock your phone. You can use that same technology to verify you when you make a payment. And that is what passkeys enable. So when you go and check out, you'll simply scan your face, or enter your fingerprints, and the payment will be done. It's super seamless.
Yeah, love it. I know a lot of cybersecurity experts are saying that passkeys are replacing passwords, especially when you fold in biometrics, like you said, part of your body to identify you securely. Love it. Before we wrap up, Mark, you had talked to us a bit about tokens. If I'm not mistaken, Visa recently announced the issuance of its 10 billionth token. So what are tokens and how is Visa enhancing them to give your consumers more control over their data?
Yeah, I mean, tokenization, we feel it's one of the most significant payment innovations of the last decade. And it's interesting because it's something that is completely invisible for consumers. They don't know that this is happening. It's all behind the scenes. And a token, really, it just replaces your sensitive account information, like the 16-digit account number that's found on your card. We replace that with a unique digital number. And so it allows the payment to be processed without exposing actual account information. And so it's harder for that data to be compromised and stolen and then used fraudulently. And so tokens have really helped us reduce fraud significantly in payments. It's been a foundation of a lot of our new innovations. And it's inspired us to think about new ways that we can leverage this technology as well to create even better commerce experiences, especially as AI becomes more prevalent in our lives. And I had mentioned data tokens. And so data tokens is an extension of what we've done with payment tokens, and it gives people more control over their data. And so if you wanted to opt in and say to a third-party merchant or marketplace that you're willing to share your information about, you know, your preferences, where you like to shop, what's your kind of general budget, it allows you to create that ability to share that data with a merchant. And our data token then provides the consumer with transparency and visibility, and they can also then say, okay, I no longer want this third party to have access to my data, so they could revoke access as well. So it starts to get the consumer a little bit more in the driver's seat over how their data is used online. And ultimately, we think that will be incredibly valuable for the consumers as we head into this world of Gen AI everywhere.
Yeah, we didn't even talk much about AI this time around, Mark, but would love to have you back on the show. And speaking of which, I find this topic fascinating. And as I said off the top of our interview, it's something everybody does, shop, whether it's at retail or online, and it is changing. So is there a place we can learn more, Mark, about some of these technologies you've chatted with us about?
Yeah, I would just go to the Visa website, visa.com, and it has information about a lot of these things, a lot of the things that we do to make payments secure and safe and convenient. So I would just direct consumers there.
Okay, visa.com. Doesn't get much easier than that. All right, Mark, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Have a fantastic summer.
Thank you so much.
All right, for the minute we have left of this week's Tech It Out, I do like to remind listeners to properly and regularly back up your important files to an external hard drive, like one from SanDisk or Western Digital, two brands that I trust, because you never know. You never know what can happen to your computer, and it's the worst feeling when you realized irreplaceable photos or precious home movies or important documents are just gone. That's it. So I set mine to automatically back up every night at about 3 a.m. I use Acronis for Western Digital. It's free software that backs it up to an external solid state drive. I highly recommend doing that. And speaking of computers, a huge thank you to Intel for your support. Intel Core Ultra PCs are ushering in this new AI PC revolution. You won't believe what your next laptop can do. Head on over to intel.com/AIPC to check out not just all the form factors and brands that support it, centric, but all the amazing experiences you can expect, whether it's for work, play, to create, or learn. Intel.com/AIPC. Have a fantastic rest of your day, everyone. A safe holiday next week, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is ready.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.